Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour. Two things. Thing number one, I'm kind of sad about what's happening to Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook left the Oklahoma City Thunder at age 30 years old, and he had a phenomenal career. Won MVP, helped take a team to the NBA Finals, Mr. Triple-Double for a season. Russell Westbrook is one of the greatest point guards in the history of the league, one of the most explosive players we have ever seen. Since leaving Oklahoma City, Houston, Washington, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, he just signed to the Sacramento Kings. He played in one city for the first 11 years of his career and is now turned into the journeyman point guard that comes off the bench. I hate seeing my stars this way, who is now on his seventh team since leaving OKC. Rob, who's your example of a player that just should have hung it up? Like, you know how whenever we make fun of a player for playing past their prime, we post a picture of Sean Kemp in the Cleveland Cavaliers jersey, and you're just thinking, that's not the Rain Man. That's not the Rain Man that I remember catching oops and lobs with Gary Payton back in Seattle. You know mine. There's this picture of two of the greatest centers in NBA history battling it out. And it's Hakeem Olajuwon in a Houston Raptors jersey, and he's posting up Patrick Ewing, who's playing for the Orlando Magic. That's the epitome of just, bro, why are we doing this? What's going on? Why are you still in the league? When I see Shaq wearing 36 for the Boston Celtics, just a nasty situation. That's what I feel like we're headed towards with Russell Westbrook. His last year is going to be in a Sacramento Kings uniform on a team that's not going to make the playoffs. What's your player on a team where they just should have probably hung it up?
That's a really good question, because I think we see this more in the NBA than we do in other sports. Like, can you think of a lot of like baseball players? Like, oh, what is he doing on that team? I'm trying to think of a football one, because Kurt Warner.
I mean, there's a bunch of football ones. You had Jerry Rice, who went to go play Seattle.
Oh, he was not bad for Seattle. He had a few moments that were, I mean, he was not Jerry Rice anymore, but honestly, Tim Brown in Tampa Bay comes to mind.
You remember that's a good one.
Tim Brown in Tampa Bay, because that was, oh, he's going to be back there with Gruden. He's going to get back to his prime.
You had Emmitt Smith, who played for the Arizona Cardinals.
That was bad.
That's a really good one. If you really want to keep it local, Derek Johnson played those six games for the Oakland Raiders.
Did Charles
that was
ever
a weird
get a snap in Jacksonville?
You remember Jamal Charles? Remember Jamal Charles also played for another team for a little bit. Remember that one?
Jamal Charles is a good one, because he was a Bronco. I thought he had a Jags stint. Maybe it was a Jags preseason stint.
I think he went to Jacksonville, but didn't actually take the field, I think, with Jacksonville. It was like one of those situations where he went there, and then that was just the end of it. That's always just a really bad time. You know what? Tom Brady could have been that guy. That's what we were kind of expecting. Mm-hmm. We were kind of expecting that was going to be Brady when he went to Tampa Bay. Like, bro, like, you're going to play for Tampa Bay? Like, I'm happy he kind of salvaged that.
By the way, speaking of local, does Zach Thomas and training camp for the Chiefs count?
That's a good one.
That was.
They had a couple of them. Terrell Suggs, and they had Darrell Revis. They had a couple of. Darrell Revis played on this team.
That was back when the Chiefs got all the calls, though, per UTEP.
Yeah, no, that's bad. Someone said even pro athletes have bills. No, I mean, I get it. I mean, I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying you don't want to see your legends there. And I don't want to hear you got bills if you play in the NBA. Do you want to guess how much money Russell Westbrook has made in his NBA playing career?
Oh, God, it's going to be a huge number.
Not counting any endorsements. I mean, like, if you go on SpotTrack right now and you look up career earnings for Russell Westbrook, how much money do you think he's made in the league?
Did he get the Supermax in Oklahoma?
For sure. He played there for 11 years. Oh, he got paid.
Oh, good Lord. upwards of $300 million maybe? Because NBA players' money is real. It's not like a 125, only 75 guaranteed.
345.
Oh.
Russell Westbrook in his NBA career made $345 million. Yeah, I'm assuming you're doing this for the love. You're doing this for the art. You ain't doing this because, hey, you've set yourself up for retirement at this point. I'm hoping if you clear 345, and again, that's not counting any money that you've gotten from anything that you've done off the court. That's just you playing basketball in the NBA. $345 million. Just what a paycheck.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.